理课堂听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for today's English lesson. We're talking about a great organization today, and this organization helps people who are in need. They help people who have been through a disaster.
Well, you know, there are a lot of organizations in this world that like to help people, but this organization is very special. It's very different, and we're going to find out why. Please open your magazines to page 30 as we begin the reading, A Call for Help.
A Call for Help. Telecoms Sans Frontières shares technology with those in need. When trouble comes, what do we usually do? We pick up our cell phones and call for help. That's easy, right? People with cell phones often take them for granted. But in an emergency, many people are unable to call for help. Floods and earthquakes come suddenly. Wars can hurt or kill. Families can become separated. Successful communication can sometimes mean the difference between life and death. The beginning. Meet French NDO Telecoms Sans Frontières, Telecommunications Without Borders. Its goal is to use mobile communication technology to help people in need. TSF began in 1998. First, they opened their main base in France. Then, in 2003, they started another base in Nicaragua. The next year, they opened their Thailand base. Now, if a disaster strikes anywhere in the world, TSF is ready. They can send workers to a disaster site to set up communication systems within 24 hours.
Welcome back, friends. Now you can see our title says A Call for Help. And here we're talking about kind of a telephone call. Although sometimes when we're in trouble, we call for help. We just yell. Maybe we say, come help me out. I need some help.
Save me. You know, friends, this world is getting smaller and smaller, and we're all becoming more dependent on communications. And I think this organization recognizes that, and they're bringing their talents and their talent in communication technology to people who are in need.
Well, there are definitely people in need around the world, especially when natural disasters happen. So let's get right into our text. Our author starts with a question. When trouble comes, what do we usually do? Well, Steve, what do most people do?
They call for their mom. Mom, help me!
That's true, they sure do. But maybe they also pick up their cell phones and call a professional for help. Maybe they call 911 or 119 or whatever the number is where you live. And that's pretty easy, right?
That's right. They call the police maybe, or the ambulance, or the fire department for help. It's their first instinct. It's the thing they think of first. I'm going to pick up the phone and call someone for help.
Exactly. I know I've done that myself. Even if it's just something small, like I'm lost and I need somebody to tell me where I should go, I pick up my cell phone. A lot of us are very dependent on our cell phones. We don't know what we would do without them because we often take them for granted.
That's right, Rachel. We take them for granted. It means we don't think about them too much, or we don't understand the value of them too much because we're so used to using them. That's what take for granted means. You know, there was a time, Rachel, not too long ago when cell phones didn't exist and we didn't have this ability to call people for help like we do today. So we have taken it for granted. We don't think about that time too much where we didn't have cell phones. What did we do back then?
I think of the same thing, Steve, and I even think of email. I often take email for granted, just being able to write somebody so quickly and that it will get sent immediately. And if something happens to my computer and I can't use my email, I just get upset because I often take that for granted.
Well, people can take cell phones for granted, but another way we use this phrase sometimes is when we take people for granted. We don't think about them too much, but when the cell phones are gone and those important people in our lives are gone, then that's when we think about how important they are.
That's a good point. So this is a great phrase to learn, students. And we hope today, if you use your cell phone, that you don't just take it for granted, but that you're thankful that it works, that you have one, and that in an emergency, you have somebody to call. But that's not always the case for other people around the world, especially if something terrible happens.
There's a lot of people in this world that don't have access to a cell phone or even a regular phone. In an emergency, many people are unable to call for help. And in this situation, what do they do? That's where our organization comes in.
That's right. Moving on, we learn about a few of these emergencies that could happen or these disasters. For example, floods or earthquakes, they come suddenly. They don't usually give a lot of warning or any warning at all. And even people who have cell phones, I can imagine if you're in a flood, your cell phone will get wiped away and it's of no use to you. So even if you had one, it's not a help to you during that situation.
That's right. A flood, of course, is when a lot of water comes through an area at one time, maybe because of a heavy rain, and it washes things away. It could wash a house away if it's deep enough. And of course, earthquakes is when the earth moves and some buildings fall down. Those are two disasters that you read about quite often in the news.
That's right, and we can even call them natural disasters. And there's another kind of disaster that can happen, and I guess we can just call it war. And of course, war is something when two countries are fighting each other or the people within one country are fighting each other. And I don't think anybody enjoys war because wars can hurt or kill. And they often do hurt and injure a lot of people.
They do. Wars are terrible things. Unfortunately, they happen and they're in the news every day. Well, these disasters, war, also the floods and the earthquakes, they happen, and families and friends can become separated. This is where communication is important. Successful communication can sometimes mean the difference between life and death.
It can. Successful communication can mean the difference between life and death. And we have a key word there, communication. I'm sure a lot of you know what communication is, but it's when you send and receive a message and you understand each other. I think the key there is that usually you need to understand what the person is saying. I can talk in another language to Steve, but if he doesn't really understand me, then we're not really communicating. And definitely, if a disaster strikes, you need to be able to communicate with somebody else.
That's right. You want to send and receive information. It also could mean sending thoughts or ideas or even your feelings. All of that entails communication. And communicating during a difficult time in life because of disasters is very important for people. It's an ability they need to have a good life. It could mean, actually, the difference between life and death. If you have bad communication, maybe someone might die because of that.
That's a good point. So now that we've explained how important communication is when disasters happen, we're going to talk about an organization that is bridging the gap between people who need help and the ability to give them that help. So, students, unfortunately, we need to take a break first, so we're going to be right back, but don't go away. Hello, friends, and welcome back. We've been talking about a call for help, and we're going to tell you about a great organization that helps people in need.
Before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about how important communication is in our lives today. If we have a problem, if we're in a difficult situation, It's always great to be able to call someone, isn't it, Rachel?
It sure is. We need to call somebody for help. You know, Steve, at one point when I was in college, I was in a pretty bad car accident, and I didn't have a cell phone. And I remember thinking, who am I going to call? Who's going to find me here? And I didn't know what to do. Thankfully, somebody stopped and let me borrow their cell phone.
That's amazing, and that really gave you a lot of comfort, didn't it?
It sure did. I was able to call my parents, and then they called for help. I don't know what I would have done if somebody didn't stop and let me borrow their cell phone. So I really think what this organization is doing, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, is a great thing for people.
Okay, let's learn more about this organization. Who are they? We find out in the right-hand column, under the title, The Beginning. Let's meet French NGO Telecom Sans Frontières, Telecommunications Without Borders. That's what this word means. It's actually a French word, and then the English in the parentheses is what it means. It's a telecommunications company or organization without borders.
That's right, and it's also an NGO organization, and we just use that to mean a nonprofit organization or a company or an organization that is funded by private contributions. It doesn't exist to make money.
Okay, and it means non-government organization. It's not affiliated or connected with any government. It's independent, and its sole purpose is to help people who need help in situations that call for it, like natural disasters. Well, its goal is to use mobile communication technology to help people in need. Just like you said, Rachel, when you needed that help, someone actually came by and you were able to use their cell phone. Well, this organization goes to areas in the world where disasters have occurred and they help people communicate.
And they do it literally by letting them use cell phones or letting them use computers or some sort of telecommunications. And telecommunications is just, I guess, communications using electronics. It's kind of a big word, but I'm sure you recognize the T-E-L-E, and that's similar to telephone. So you can just think of telecommunications as using the telephone to communicate.
Okay, what I think of sometimes when I think of the word telecommunications is communicating with others without wires. Okay, so you're talking about cell phones, perhaps the radio as well, using radio technology, or even TV back in the days. When we had non-cable TV, television, that would be included as well.
Good examples. Well, this is, again, the goal of TSF is to use mobile communication technology to help people in need. And the key word there is mobile, or some people say mobile. Steve, what does it mean if communication is mobile?
It means it's easy to move around, okay? A mobile phone, that's what we call it in English. It's a mobile phone or a cell phone. It's the same thing. It means it's easy to take. It's easy to put in your pocket, perhaps, or take with you. It's not very large. It's mobile.
Good examples. And I also think of the word available sometimes. If it's mobile, then it's available for you to use when you need it. Well, let's move on to line 9, where we read that TSF began in 1998. So it's really not that old of an organization. First, they opened their main base in France. Well, that makes sense because they're a French organization, so obviously their main base is going to be in France.
Okay, so they're a French organization. They started in France, so their main base is in France. A base is the center of operation. It's like the brain of the organization. That's where everyone meets, and they start thinking, and they plan there at the base. And from the base, they go out to help people in need.
They do. So they started moving to other countries, and in 2003, they started another base in Nicaragua. Now, my guess is that they probably wanted a base in Central America, so they chose a country, and then hopefully, if there's a disaster in Central America, then it can at least they can go to the Nicaraguan base to get help.
Right, or even if there's a disaster perhaps in South America, from Nicaragua, they can go from there to South America and help people in need there. After they opened the base in Nicaragua, they opened a third base the next year in Thailand. So you can see that this organization has strategically placed their bases around the world. They're not together in the same area. they're far apart from each other so that if there's a disaster in a part of the world, they can get there very quickly.
That's right. So if a disaster strikes anywhere in the world, and we often use that word strike when we're talking about disasters because that's what they do. They come without warning. So if the disaster strikes anywhere in the world, TSF is ready. And it's good to know for those of us in Asia that there's a base in Thailand that maybe they could send help if we would ever need it.
Okay, well, there certainly are quite a few disasters in Asia we know about. A disaster, we've used this word a lot. We used it before the break. Let's define it right now. It means a sudden event that causes great damage and suffering. It could be a flood, an earthquake, a storm. These are disasters, and disasters bring suffering to people, and it's this NGO's, this organization's desire to bring relief to those people who are suffering.
That's right. And they can bring relief very quickly. They can send workers to a disaster site to set up communication systems within 24 hours. That is wonderful. So you know that they're going to work as fast as they can. They're going to set up their communication systems. And I think it's great that they're going to help people be able to communicate with people they need to talk to.
It's interesting, Rachel. You know, I think of a lot of organizations, they want to bring relief through food like rice or clean water and medicine. This is a very different organization. They're bringing their communications networks, their cell phones to people, and it's actually very needed.
It sure is. Well, students, we need to watch a review skit right now, and then go to the chat room, but don't go away because we have some review questions for you after that.
Wars, earthquakes, floods, typhoons, fire. What will you do when disaster strikes?
That's easy. I'll call for help. Communications can be the difference between life and death in an emergency.
But in an emergency, you may be unable to call for help. Don't take your cell phone for granted.
An emergency without my cell phone? But what if I'm separated from my family? What if I'm hurt? What would I do?
Don't worry. If disaster strikes, TSF is ready to help people in need anywhere in the world.
TSF can help? That's great news.
Yes, within 24 hours, TSF can go anywhere a disaster is to set up a communication system.
Oh, I'm so relieved. If there's a disaster, I'll give you a call.
Yes, when disaster strikes, call TSF.
But how can I call you if my phone isn't working?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Take someone or something for granted. Most people take clean water for granted, but we won't have any if we don't stop polluting the rivers. Communication. To be a good salesperson, you need to have good communication skills. Mobile. Mobile phones are so popular that hardly anyone uses a public phone nowadays. Disaster. The last major earthquake here was a big disaster. Many lives and homes were lost.
Hello and welcome to the chat room. Hey Beth, welcome back to the chat room. It's nice to have you back.
Hi Ken, thanks for that warm welcome. It's great to be here. Hi students.
Beth, today's article says that a disaster can strike. I don't get it. This article isn't about baseball. How can a disaster get a strike?
No, not that kind of strike, Ken. A disaster can strike, not get a strike. The usage of our verb strike in this article means to deliver, usually causing pain or suffering.
Oh, right. So since disasters cause damage, we can say that a disaster strikes?
Right. And another example of something that can strike is a disease. We can say that someone was struck by cancer.
我们今天来看 strike 这个字 strike 会让我们联想到棒球的好球你如果挥棒落空你就 get a strike 得到一好球但是在今天的课文中 strike 当动词指的是打击攻击像闪电就会 strike 劈打 Now going back to baseball we know that three strikes will get you a strikeout Doesn't strikeout have other meanings?
Yes it does Strikeout can also simply mean to failIf a boy asks a girl out and she refuses, his friends might say he's struck out. But strike out can also mean to begin a journey, especially one that has an uncertain outcome. For example, I could say the young man struck out on his own and moved to a new city.
Strike out 是三阵出局，但是也可以用在男女之间。如果一个男生追求一个女生而被拒绝，那也可以称为 strike out。Strike out 也可以表示上路去探险。Okay, I have one more. What about strike up?
Yes, strike up means to begin something. When someone says strike up the band, they want the band to start playing. You can also strike up a conversation or strike up a relationship.
Strike up 可以表示开始唱或者演奏。Strike up a conversation 是和不认识的人聊天。比如说 ,he likes to strike up conversations with strangers. 他喜欢跟陌生人攀谈搭讪。Okay, it's time to go to Michelle for today's language tips. Michelle?
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 take something for granted, 这个成语。这个成语是指把某件事当作是理所当然的。例如 ,you should never take others' kindness for granted. 千万不要把别人对你的好意当作是应该的。或者是 ,I took it for granted that you'd come with me. 我一直以为你会跟我一块去。如果是 take someone for granted, 是指不够珍惜或不关心某人。例如 ,Brenda sometimes takes her boyfriend for granted. Brenda 有时候不够珍惜她的男朋友。接下来我们看的是 mobile 这个形容词 mobile 是指行动的课文中提到的 mobile communication 是指行动通讯如果是 mobile phone 也就是指行动电话也可以说成 cell phone C-E-L-L mobile 也指可以随车移动的例如 a mobile home 是指拖车式的活动房屋 a mobile library 是指行动图书馆或者是 a mobile clinic活动式的诊所所以我们看的是 disaster 这个名词注意它的重音在 SA 这个音节念成 disaster disaster 是指灾难或不幸例如 the plane crash was a terrible disaster 这场空难是场可怕的浩劫课文中提到 if a disaster strikes strike 在这里是指突然发生例如 everything was going so smoothly when suddenly disaster struck原来一切都很顺利，但是突然发生了可怕的事。And don't take my language tips for granted. Practice them at home. See you tomorrow.
Okay, friends, the first review question is, where was TSF's first base? Was it in Thailand, B, France, C, America, or D, Nicaragua? Rachel?
The answer is letter B, France. That was the first base.Okay, question number two. How quickly can TSF set up a communication system in a disaster site? Steve, do you remember how long it takes them?
Well, I think I remember it's within 24 hours, which is pretty amazing considering that they have to travel with all of their equipment to get there. That's a great thing. Well, friends, we're going to talk more about this organization tomorrow. We hope you join us.
And now it's time for Black Pearl with another musical skit.
A Call for Help by Gareth Morgan.
Telecoms and frontiers share technology with those in need. When trouble comes, what do we usually do? Pick up a cell phone and call for help. Easy, right? Be people with cell phones often take them for granted. But in an emergency, many people are unable to call for help. Floods, earthquakes come suddenly. Wars can hurt or kill. Families can become separated. Communication can sometimes mean the difference between life and death. If a disaster strikes anywhere in the world, TSF is ready.
Ready. Within 24 hours.
Helping the helpers. Once TSF arrives at a disaster site, they set up telephone connections. The local connections. Often the callers are moved to tears of gratitude after speaking to a relative found to be still alive. Since 1998, TSF has helped thousands of people in dozens of countries. Remarkably, most of the TSF staff does not get paid with money, but the satisfaction of helping others. Take someone or something for granted. Communication, mobile disaster.
This is the Black Pearl signing off from the classroom, the studio classroom, that is, worldwide. Bye-bye, friends.